to begin, would you tell us your name,
yes.
your country of origin, and your title here?
Yes. My name is Tiyo Nkembe. I am from Cameroon, but also a Canadian citizen. I'm working here as a Canadian citizen. I have been in Canada for many years. So from Canada, I came here. I'm working as an archivist in the OTP here in Kigali.
So could you walk me through your timeline at the ICTR
yes.
when you first started to work here and what jobs you've had, if you have had different?
I was recruited here in October 1998, which makes me 10 years exactly today. In October, in a few days, I will be 10 years working in evidence. Evidence, as you have seen in Arusha, evidence unit was created here in Kigali. Kigali was the base at the beginning. So evidence, as you know, is keeping all documentation that we have to send to court that the prosecutor uses to prove or to support his case. So that's where I have been working for the last 10 years. Although I changed little by little because when things moved from Kigali to Arusha, so I was assigned another job. I was working with the archives of OTP. Especially, I was I'm in charge of the administration of all missions that are carried out by the investigators. National missions and also international missions. Before they go on mission, when they come back, all these sensitive document archives are kept under my custody. This is sort of what I've been doing these years.
Thank you. Can you go back in time a little bit to 1994, in the spring of 1994? Can you tell me what you were doing at that time? Do you remember?
At that time, I remember I was in Canada, as I told you, and I was working with a private organization on the library system, archiving system. So I was, when I first heard about the genocide, it was very troublesome for me because I was a member of one church in Canada, and we were involved. Is that how we knew that about the genocide in Rwanda? I heard it by newspaper, television, radio, but we were particularly involved in our church to collect money in Canada and send the money here to help orphans, to help widows, and so on. So. I was really informed about the genocide in 1994. I was in Canada at the time.
Do you remember how you first learned about ICTR? How did you come to work for the ICTR?
Yes, as soon as I told you, knowing the genocide and knowing about having information about the genocide, when there was a delegation which came from Rwanda to Canada, and we managed to meet some people, and I was informed that Rwanda requested UN to start a fresh tribunal here, and that's how I knew that there was going to be a tribunal, but I didn't know that I'm coming to work here at the time. So it has just happened that I saw that there was a possibility, but I said, okay, let me go and help for 1 year, because nobody was expecting me to stay more than 1 year here because of the magnitude of the problem. My family could not accept me to stay for so long. But finally, after 1 year, they renew my contract. After 1 year, they renew my contract. And this week, I'm 10 years old here in Rwanda.
So why did your family not expect you to stay?
Because of, they said it was very dangerous. Pictures that we saw on TV about the genocide where nobody can support this type of, madness. So they said, even they didn't agree that I should come, but I said, let me go and try to help. As a Christian, I said, let me bring my drop of what I can do, and that's why.